SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. On the grid, 844-843-6879 is the number. We have a lot to do this hour. Very busy. We got a lot of big games on Friday night to get to. I have a couple football notes for Joe. We got the golf. We've got very, very busy. I want to start here, though, Joe. So, I saw you already tweeting about Doc Rivers, and I see a lot of people tweeting about Doc. They went 19-22 with Doc Rivers.
That's great.
They were 31-13 with the other guy before they fired him and brought Doc in. Now, well, Doc clearly going to get a pass here, because he didn't have his best players in this series. Now, I know Dame Time showed up here in the game six, and he played the first couple games. But really, it's Giannis, Joe. Not having Giannis down the stretch and for the playoffs, that's like an immediate walk in and say, yeah, well, here's my excuse. And there's another one that I'll bring to you, because I saw somebody bring this up as well. They are already paying... They are already paying Mike Budenholzer and Adrian Griffin money not to coach. They're already paying the last two guys they fired. They still haven't gotten finished paying those guys off. That would be adding a third guy that you'd have to pay.
Well, isn't that a product of the environment with these two guys now? How many coaches? I mean, let's be honest. I'm not saying Doc Rivers did a great job. But I told you, they're more like managers. What is Doc Rivers writing up in terms of these schematics? You know, well, you tell me. This film.
I actually don't think they listen to him at all. I actually don't think they listen to him at all.
Well, that's what they want, though. See, that's what they want. Right? Don't listen to the coach. We're going to play. Dame Time. 35 points first half, takes three shots in the second. That's great.
You're still not over that.
No, I'm not.
I don't think you're going to get over it either.
I mean, Dame Time is great when he's playing on Portland and the team is 47 games under 500. Then he could shoot for 70, right? When his team is fighting for their playoff lives, he's gutless. I said it. No emotion. He could care less whether he's out there or not. You could see it clearly. His team plays with no heart. I'm telling you, like, what is Doc Rivers or any coach? And I know Spoelstra is the best. I get it. And I understand. But I'll say it again. There's no new scheme in basketball that is wowing the players. Like, oh, my God, they're running Wildcat. Oh, I don't know what to do. They're running Z motion. What do I do? We don't know how to defend that. I mean, come on, they play man-to-man defense. Half these guys can't play zone or shoot against zone. They struggle. That's why we got to call, back in the day, we got to call penalties and fouls on, you can't play zone. God forbid you play a little defense. I mean, come on. Grow up, Giannis. Grow up, Dame Time.
See, their other problem is, Joe, those deals are so big. Like, they clearly need, get a little bit younger. But they don't really have a lot of wiggle room to do that. I mean, it's going to be the same team next year.
Okay. So what do you suggest?
I'm saying it's going to continue to go down.
Okay. So, but Giannis is young enough. It's not like Giannis is 30.
Giannis is young enough, but it's the pieces around him. It's the pieces around him.
Okay, so Dame time, all right? I'll say it again. When Dame time's on Portland 2 years ago, he's shooting for 70-plus a game. He's shooting rainbows in Portland when the team was out of contention by, like, February. I mean, come on.
Trying to see who they have. I mean, Dame time, 48 million. Giannis, 48 million. I don't remember that, Joe.
All I could think about is Oubre and Tobias Harris. Give me Oubre and Tobias Harris to drain the threes. And I need the Philly fans to get lathered up. And I need Joel to drop in 40. Give me a Wilt Chamberlain type of night.
Oh, is that what you're looking for?
They are gassed up in Philly. They are gassed up in Philly.
Check your phone, Joe.
Yeah.
Check your phone.
Sorry.
It happens. What can you do?
Can't help.
48 million Dame time, 48 million Giannis. 31, Chris Middleton. 23, Brooke Lopez. 12, Bobby Portis. 9 for Connaughton.
Big picture, let me ask you this. Can Indiana... You want to bet Indiana to win the East?
No. I don't.
You never take a shot, Corver. You never take a shot.
Well, think about it. Here's my problem, Joe. Do you think they're really beating the Celtics?
Yeah, why can't they beat the Celtics? I mean, the Celtics...
Say they get by the next round. Let's say they even get by the next round. Well, they're beating the Celtics. Now, I'll say this to you. Here's where maybe if you're so confident that they're going to beat... that they're going to win the second round. You could get them at 10-1 right now, and if they played the Celtics in the East Finals, you'd have a 10-1 for the series, and you could maneuver.
Let's bet them. Come on, bet them at 10-1.
Yeah, I don't think I think they're still a year or two away. Good young pieces, Joe, but I don't think they're ready for that. They're not there yet.
I disagree.
Okay, so then go ahead and then go to the window.
I'm going to go to the window, and I'm going to put skins for a top 20 finish.
I'm telling you, you just got to keep loading up on skins.
Well, why can't I talk it into existence? I'll talk it into existence.
I think the shot details, I'm trying to see what skins is doing here.
2-1. Yeah, it's not good enough.
It's not good enough? Oh, because he's moving back up the board.
Jeez.
Moving back up the board, Joe, as he should be. Skins, that's your guy. Right?
You always bash him. You bash him.
I don't bash
not
him.
Not fair.
I don't not bash fair. Him. I'm ready for this this Dallas Clipper game, though, on Friday night. That I'm ready for.
Yeah? Are you going to actually, you know, all we need now, okay, is on Friday night, Orlando to win.
I know, because we have that for 7 games. Doesn't even matter who wins the 7th game. We just have that to go 7.
Can we get it?
Yeah, I think we can get it. Magic are favored.
I know.
Why couldn't we get it? 4-point favorite.
It's a little scary.
I don't think so. They smashed them those 2 games in Orlando.
Don't be scared,
and
Joe.
Remember this. Haro's going to the game.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
I like
told
that.
Told us that the other night. That's huge. Haro in the building for Orlando? Anything can happen. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right. So some information just came into me, Joe, that I did not know about. And that is obviously Clippers and Mavs on Friday night is a big game. Matias has just been distraught since the Clippers got smashed at home on Wednesday night. He just hasn't gotten over it. And then I find out that he's not even going to be with us on Friday night for that game.
Yeah, I thought you knew that.
I didn't know. I can barely, let me just tell you something, Joe. I can barely keep track of myself. Okay? So, I didn't know.
So you think he's slinking out of town?
No, he told me where he's going. He's got a good reason playing, to go. I'd go with him if I could.
He's pulling a Baltimore Colts?
Putting my money where my mouth is.
Well, wait a second, Matias.
Found the Clippers, baby.
You're gonna be in a big town in time for the game, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, good.
I drive out tomorrow.
He's not going to Vegas to bet the game.
I'm going to Vegas to bet the game. I'm laying heavy number on the Clippers tomorrow. Let's go.
He's not going to Vegas, Carver, because he has a premonition and he's just banging down the Clippers. He's going to Vegas on a trip. And in the process, then he's going to bet the Clippers. There's a big difference.
It's all by design, Joe. It's all by design, baby. We're going in and we're going in hot. End of story. We're going to win the game and we're going to win some money. Let's go.
You're
going to
get smashed. You see what happened the other night with Giannis and Dame time? It's going to happen to your gutless team. They got no heart. Harden? What has Harden ever won lately? Tell me.
Well, I mean, you don't even have to say lately. He's never won anything, so.
I want to call it. I'm not the NBA aficionado, but I mean, really. You going with Paul George? Remember you sent out that text to me and Carver? Oh, Paul George,
game five
stats. Where are those stats now, Matias?
They're getting saved for game six. They're getting saved for game
six,
Joe.
They're going to get smashed.
We're going to see. We're going to find out. Hopefully my pockets ain't empty by the end of the game. Let's go.
Do yourself a favor. Whatever you're going to bet on the Clippers, just go to the roulette table and put it on black. You have a much better shot than that, than the Clippers winning game six.
The plan is to hit the Clippers, and then we make even more with UFC 301 on Saturday. It's back-to-back nights. One
Wait
hit
a second.
At a time,
we have, oh, that's right. We got the UFC card on Saturday night? All right, well, since you're not going to be here tomorrow, you got to tell me now. All right, so this is the one with with Jose Aldo on and all. And this is a tough
what
one.
What do we have, Dan?
They should not be charging pay-per-view for this card. They just shouldn't. Shouldn't be charged.
I agree, but it's a fun card. It's not.
This
bad,
should be
honestly.
Like an ESPN Plus Fight Night card. What they have here,
it's definitely a good ESPN Fight Night. But there's exciting fighters. There's exciting Brazilian fighters. Like Michel Pereira is an animal. You know what I mean? That's a guy you want to pay to watch fight. This guy does crazy things in the octagon. He's an entertainer. He's been an entertainer since the first time I saw him fight, and he's never changed. This is coming from a guy who was doing back flips in the octagon and literally gave himself a loss because he did too many flips before the fight even started. You know, and he just keeps on doing crazy things and wins. I can't wait to watch this guy fight. Obviously, you can't lay down -650 on Michel Pereira, but it's a guy who I definitely want to watch fight, an exciting fighter. I think there's some, like, Anthony Smith at +425 is a number I'm going to juggle with. But you're right. Jonathan Martinez at -150 is my play for the card. And I'm picking the dog as an upset in Brazil. I think Steve Ercig, the Australian, gets the job done in enemy territory at +150 against Pantoja in his homeland. And the thing is, guys, this line was at +225, +235, depending what book you're watching, just about a week and a half ago. And I'm mad I didn't take it earlier, but you know what? It's now down to +150. It just goes to show how much money has been going towards the dog, Steve Ercig, over the last few weeks.
All right. It looks like it's Ercig.
That's this guy, E-R-C-E-G, Erceg. That's this guy in the main event?
It is. He's been disrespected the entire time he's jumped into the UFC. His first fight against Dvorak, he was plus 250. He smoked Dvorak. He smoked everybody. And this isn't a guy who is a surprise to me. A lot of the guys who I speak with in the MMA circles, when he first had his first fight in the UFC, they all called out this crazy line for Erceg. There was no way he should be plus 230, you know, against Dvorak, who's a good fighter. Don't get me wrong. But Erceg is an overall well-rounded fighter, has great hands, has great power, has great takedowns. And even if he gets taken down, he knows how to get back up. You know, he's the full package, and that's why this guy got a title shot. This guy was a nobody in the UFC, you know, not even 6 months ago, and now he's fighting for a title. This is the first time in a long time where we see a guy climb the ranks that quickly and get a title shot. You know, obviously he took a big opportunity and he's going for the kill. And if this guy becomes champion, it'll be something that's very special. And he's not a fluke. This guy's a full package, and I can't wait to watch him fight against Pantoja on Saturday for the belt. It's going to be great. The flyweight belt.
Wow. All right.
I can't get behind this card. I'm sorry, Matias. I know you love it, and you're going to bet it in Vegas on Saturday
you just
night.
Win some
I
money.
Can't. Yeah, I can't. I can't do it. This is a jabroni card for me. This is not even fair. They should not be charging people money for this card. I'm sorry. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159 here with you. So, Joe, you're pretty dead set on the Mavs winning this game Friday night against the Clippers. Are you laying the lumber too with the 8? You think they're gonna completely blow them out? They're gonna smash them?
I mean, 8. I just.
Oh, now suddenly we're not gonna smash them. Triple unit play.
Yeah, I lay the 8.
You took 6 last night, Joe. You took 6 last night. Come on.
Yeah, I didn't smash them. I lay it.
All right, lay it down.
I do like the over, though, too. Every time.
Harden going to shoot 2 for 12 again?
He's gutless.
I mean, if Harden and George are just going to give you nothing, then how does the game get over? Right?
I don't know. Yeah, I agree.
It's just hard to back. It really is. It's hard to back. You want to take Luka for 40?
No, I'm going to take Kyrie.
Does he have the sniffles again?
Kyrie.
They don't even give you a Kyrie for 40. They give you Kyrie for 35 at 7-1.
I'll take that. I'll take my or threes. You want to go Kyrie for 5 threes?
Or I'd rather just take the 35. Because 5 threes, they're giving you plus 320. I mean, I'd rather just take the 35.
Let's take the 35, 7-1. You want to put it with the golf over the weekend? Joey Bramlett, top 10.
Yeah, I'm not in on Bramlett.
Now I know he's got a shot.
He's got no shot.
Joey Bramlett's got no shot.
No shot.
Oh, I disagree. Disagree, Carver. Not right what you do. You do it a lot. You bash my guys.
I'm just saying he's got no shot. You got to remember, Joe, only one guy wins.
No. 10 guys win in the top 10. 10 guys win, Carver.
That means that there's still 130 who don't. It's not easy.
You know what I think, and this is just going out on a limb, I think you're a little taken aback that I've been so consistent with the golf in such a short period of time that it's bothering me.
How have you been consistent?
Well, I mean, Nicky Dunlap, JoJo Highsmith.
What, first of all, you keep talking up JoJo Highsmith didn't win.
Yeah, Carver, kid came out. I mean, really.
He didn't win, Joe. Since when do you so now we live in a world where you can walk up to the counter with the ticket and go, my guy almost won. You gonna give me a little bit of it back? We do that now?
See, you're defensive now.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. It's tough. Golf betting, it's hard.
So if I pick a winner over the weekend and it comes through, do I get street cred then?
You've had a couple guys that have had some top 10s and 20s.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. As long as you know.
Dunlap actually played well on Thursday in round one at the Byron.
He had a cheap number for him. That's why sometimes I can't get
it. He was 220.
Plus 220.
No, he was 220-1 to win the tournament. Uh-huh. And I saw him make an eagle in the front nine. I don't know where he finished. Where is he? Mickey Dunlap. He finished 5-under on Thursday. He played well.
All right.
So he's in the mix. Along with Skins is right there too.
Skins.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio 844-843-6879. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM, channel 159. All right. So I wanted to bring this up to you.
Go ahead.
This is your football for this hour, all right? Did you see this Jalen Warren thing?
No. Oh, right. Yes. Yes,
okay.
I did.
So Jalen Warren did this interview on something with Cam Hayward. Yeah, I guess it's Cam Hayward's podcast. Who knows? Not Just Football, it's called.
Okay.
So Jalen Warren told him that the special teams coordinator for the Steelers, I guess, has been talking about using Justin Fields back there to return kicks because of the new rules where obviously nobody's going to run Joe until he touches the ball.
Right.
So, now look, I'm sure you have some thoughts on this. I'll just say this. I don't know if Warren was kidding. I watched the clip. He seemed serious. Maybe he just took what the coach was saying the wrong way. Because I find it extremely hard to believe, Joe, that's something that Mike Tomlin would entertain whatsoever, to have his, as of right now, backup quarterback out there fielding kicks. I don't care how much they've changed the rules and how much easier it is to return the football. I don't care about that.
He's going to be the starter by week two at the very
least,
if not week one. Come on. I would love to see Russ back there returning kicks. Let's ride.
Let's go under the assumption that Wilson's the starter for now, Joe, because as of right now, he is. So let's go under that assumption. I know you have the dreams of Justin Fields is going to be the starter week one. Let's say he's not. You can't seriously tell me you'd entertain that.
He's got no shot. No shot to return kicks.
Zero. I thought so, too. I think Warren just was probably not fully grasping what was told.
He's got no shot.
What was said to him, right?
Yep, absolutely.
That's probably.
Absolutely. No shot.
Dude, Bill signed Deion Jones. Man, he's like moved that. Around. He's moved around a lot.
Are you happy with the Bills' offseason moves? You were hoping on a little T. Higgins.
I never said they were going to get T. Higgins.
Well, you wanted them, though, too.
Then why would this Bengals trade T. Higgins to the Bills?
And not treat him.
Look, I'm not I am not getting into this with you today. Because you know where this always has gone this offseason. I'm just not doing it today. I can't do it today.
Okay.
All right. You don't understand. You think that, you know, they're supposed to be run differently than every other franchise. So I'm not even going to try and explain to you the future plan or anything like that.
Of who? Buffalo?
Yeah, I'm not even going to attempt to do it.
Why? Because it got you all upset last time?
Didn't get me upset.
You were upset. You were hot.
I just don't want to go through it again. It was just way too painful.
Stressful for you?
It's not that it's stressful. I just you were just, all it is just you needling me. You don't actually believe what you say to me. You're just trying to get me gassed up. So that's all that it is. You've been around the game for a very long time. You don't actually believe what you were saying to me about that.
Oh, here we go. I'm not even going to entertain that right now.
I know you're not. Now, we've talked a little bit about Dallas and the Clippers. There is another Game 6 in the NBA on Friday night, Joe.
Yeah, I know. And we're invested in that, too.
We are. Not many people have...
That ticket.
Not many people, Joe, have tuned in to the Cavs and the Magic because the series has been pretty buried the first five games, whether it's on NBA TV, aside from another game, or on Saturdays at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. But they'll get a little stage to themselves on Friday night in the first game of the doubleheader. Magic minus 4 and a flat 200 total.
I think Orlando... And again, I'm talking the position, I think a dead under.
Dead under.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here, Joe.
Dead under.
A dead under, Joe says.
Dead under.
Mavs and the Cavs, how many, so far, how many have gotten under 200 in this series? 1, actually, no. Well, the first two games did, Joe. The last three games would be over this number, including the two games in Orlando.
I think we get back to, it's a very tight game.
I mean, it's close. It's very close. They're barely scraping over this number. They played, okay. And of course, I think we're just all in on the Magic here. I don't think we get involved with the total.
All right. I could get in on that. I'm in on the Magic. I just need them to win. I don't even care if they cover. Just win the game. Scratch it out. Somehow,
you wanna play,
some way.
You want to play Wagner for 25?
All right.
Plus 300?
Whatever it takes, Carver. I'm serious. Whatever it takes. 220, 221, whatever it takes.
Wagner. Franz. Let's play Franz for plus 300.
Franz Wagner.
How's that sound to you?
That sounds great to me. All
Look
right.
At that. Wagner, that was easy. That's because we haven't spent much, really. Us and everyone else has kind of avoided this series.
Yeah, but you
so
say that, but I've watched the games. I mean, I've watched
that.
Yeah,
you haven't watched these Cleveland-Orlando games.
I watched that one where they lost by 104-103.
The game 5, the last game.
Yeah.
All right, so you were in the mix with that.
I was in the mix. Wagner.
I think Orlando wins. I think they cover okay. the number.
I hope you're right. From your mouth to God's ears.
And we get a game 7. And we won't care who wins that game. The winner of that will play the Celtics in the second round.
We need Dallas on Friday night, and we need Orlando. That's it. That's it. Are we cashed
out? Tomorrow we'll talk about they're starting game 1 Saturday night with that Minnesota-Denver series.
Oh, I love Minnesota game 1.
Do you?
Yeah, they got some juice. They got
plus
some
four
juice.
And a half.
You want to take Edwards for 40?
Edwards for 40.
Man, come on.
You want to go deep in the first game, huh?
I do, yeah. Edwards.
They don't even have a number for him for 40.
They're scared.
They have him for 35 at plus 390. They have Joker for 40 at 10-1.
Why don't we take them to win the championship?
Wow, look at that.
Look at this.
I'm serious. I'm being dead serious. Honestly, that team is something like that team is in the moment right now. If they stay healthy, that might be the team to win the championship this year and like just pull the rug from underneath everybody else.
Here's where I always like to look at these things. And here's where Matias makes a point, Joe.
Okay.
Let's say that the Timberwolves were to win this series.
Okay.
Beating the defending champs, they would become the absolute unquestioned favorite in the West.
All right, so then
because
let's
they beat Denver. If you were gonna, I wouldn't even play them to win the series. Like he just said, I would just take their title number at 9-1. If you actually thought they could win the series. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, SportsGrid Radio, SiriusXM 159. All right, Joe. So we did the hoops. We have two game sixes in the hockey as well on Friday night. Hockey for us here. We have got first up in Nashville, Canucks and the Preds. Canucks up 3-2 in the series. Predators minus 132 at home in game six. Canucks plus +110. And a 5.5 total, as has become pretty much the standard here in the playoffs.
I like the Predators. I told you that. They're gutty. I think they're going to step up. I think they're going to play their hearts out. I like them. I like them. I'm not backing down. Now I don't know the roster as good as you. Should I take their tell me about their goaltender.
Now, who do you want to? You want to take Nashville?
Yeah.
I want to take Nashville for the series, Joe. I think they're going to win both games.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
All right, so then what is it, plus 275?
Plus 260 I'm seeing here. Why don't we put Nashville for the series with what happened here? My computer's freezing up on me, Joe. It's just an awful time for this.
Not good.
What's going on here? How about we put Nashville for the series?
Okay.
With what we were just talking about, Minnesota to win the title.
All right,
NBA.
Perfect.
35-1.
All right, there you go. Sold.
And then if Nashville gets out of this weekend, we got some gas with the Timberwolves if they were able to ever beat the Nuggets.
Jeez. I mean, I like them game one, Corver. I do.
So if you like them game one, and I know we're hopping back and forth here, if you really like them game one, Joe, you should be playing that thing that I always love to play, which is the... Yeah, but do you think Denver or Minnesota are going to win the series?
I mean, bottom line is, I don't know. I still lean to, if they could get game one, they have a great shot.
Well, Minnesota to win game one and Denver to win the series is plus 450. Minnesota to win game one and Minnesota to win the series is plus 320. You know how much I love that game one series parlay.
I know you love it. You love it.
It's one of my favorite bets. Back to the hockey.
All right, back to the hockey. And Dallas.
Now, whose goalie do you want to know about?
Nashville's.
They have the advantage in goal.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me, does the guy have a good blocker? What does he have?
Does he have a good blocker? Saros is a good goalie. Saros is a good goalie. And the Canucks are on their third goalie.
Really?
Their first two goalies are hurt. And they've got this kid, Silvos, who's played the last couple games. He hasn't played poorly, Joe. It's not like the kid's been... It's his fault that they've lost these games. But I would give the slight goalie advantage, especially here in Nashville, to Saros.
Now, wait a minute. The top two goalies, they're on their third goalie?
Yeah, Demko got hurt and Casey DeSmith got hurt.
Groin? I mean, these guys...
They actually have three wins in this series, Joe. They're up 3-2. Each of their wins was with a different goalie. For Vancouver.
Battle tested.
I'm taking Nashville.
All right.
And I'm doing the same thing as I said before. I'm just going to, instead of playing minus 132, I'm playing series.
All right.
That's the way that I'm gonna,
What's the goaltender things? I like the goalie props.
I don't know if they have those up yet. You might have to get closer to game time.
23 and a half goal shots.
Saves.
You want to ult them up to 30? Let's see. Wow, plus 390. That's juicy. That's good. That's juicy, Carver.
Take them. Why don't you go goalie-goalie parlay and you put him with Ottinger for the Dallas-Vegas game?
Goalie-goalie parlay. Go goalie-goalie parlay.
Why not? You don't like it?
Yeah, it's possible. I gotta see.
Vegas, of course, returns home, Joe, after losing Game 5 in Dallas. Stars are now minus 114. They're a slight road favorite at the T-Mobile. Yeah, minus 105 for Vegas and a 5.5 total here.
Close them out. Stick a fork in them.
I want Dallas to win. I think Vegas is going to win, though.
Well, we also have to key in the refs. They love Vegas. Those refs were all over Dallas. All over Dallas.
Always a conspiracy theory with you.
It is. Those refs, you know, not giving us any love, Carver. No love the other night. If it's close, the refs are going to... I still like Dallas. What's Dallas laying a goal and a half? We got plus money?
Dallas minus a goal and a half at plus 215.
No, I sort of like that. Sort of like that. That's juicy. I like that. Come on. Doing it?
I know. I think Vegas is going to win.
You come.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159 here with you. All right, Joe, before we get out of here, obviously we was pretty light on Thursday with the baseball.
Not light on Friday. No, I would hope not. It's a full
Everybody in action on Friday. Everybody.
I got to pick a series that I'm going to jump in on.
Series? So you're going to be playing series now? Weekend series you're going to be a part of?
No, there's like one series that I think like will stand out to me, and I'll just bet the over in that series and hope I'm right.
Well, here's all the series that are starting on Friday. Brewers and the Cubs playing the Businessman Special in the afternoon in Chicago. Werenski and Ross. The Orioles are in Cincinnati this weekend. Colorado and Pittsburgh. Man, the Pirates, they're coming off getting swept in Oakland. They got the right team coming to the town, that's for sure. The Giants are in Philadelphia against the Phillies.
Uh-huh.
The Blue Jays have Kikuchi against the Nationals.
I've been waiting for this Blue Jay team to break out. This is the series. Toronto
in Washington.
Over the nine. That's the master special. That's the master lock. That's it. That's the smash special. smash. You want to put it with the golf? No golf. Put it with the derby. Put it with the derby.
Tomorrow, Joe, we got to get all the derby picks in.
This is a master special. Toronto. Toronto over the nine. Over okay. the nine.
Okay. Mets are in Tampa this weekend. I have Quintana against Savale to start things off. Detroit's at the stadium against the Yankees, Stroman and Olson. Angels are in Cleveland against the Guardians. Texas and Kansas City. Seattle is in Houston against the Astros. Boston goes to Minnesota. Houck and Paddock in game one. The White Sox are in St. Louis against the Cards. You have San Diego in Arizona. Miami in Oakland. Oh, man, that's some series. And then the best series of the weekend, Joe. Braves and the Dodgers in Los Angeles.
I like the Dodgers. Minus the 118.
Stone like against the Charlie Morton.
Yeah, and here's another series I like. White Sox, Cardinals too. Over the 7.5. I like that series. I think that series trends to be over. Chicago, St. Louis, and I'm going for it. Toronto, Washington. Those are the two over series.
You've got them picked out. Now, you will have the final horse plays for tomorrow for the Derby.
You know who I've been. I'm not back.
Yeah, but you, tomorrow you got to get the final, like the exotics. What's in the super? What's in the triple?
The exotics. Okay.
Well, we're not just playing these horses straight up to win.
Okay, hero.
I guess I got to throw like 10 or 20 bucks on. Who's the horse you like? Catalytic.
Catalytic. Catalytic.
What's that going off at right now?
30-1.
All right, so that's good enough for me. I could throw 10 or 20 bucks on that. I'd probably like a little bit more, but
depend on the field and hope all the long shots come out for the super factor.
Yeah, you get involved in these, you know, putting $50 tickets together. I'm not investing that much in something I don't care about.
The fastest 2 minutes in sports.
Yeah. I've had some good hits in the back in the day in the Derby, but
what?
I don't know,
what,
Joe. I've lost interest in it.
The Derby?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
You've lost interest in the Derby.
You know, I spent, you know, for so long I was waiting for the Triple Crown, then I saw American Pharoah, and I was like, yeah, all right, I've seen this now. I'm done. I'd rather just go down to Belmont and like a... or in Saratoga, like a random weekend in July and play than this. Carver, Joe, good job. I'll see you tomorrow. Good job by Matthias Burbell. Off to Vegas he goes. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash your tickets. See you tomorrow on the grid.